You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Let's bring in the man with 696 home runs. And he is Alex Rodriguez, also the star of the K-Rod cast on Sunday nights. And he joins us now. Alex, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Happy
doing
Friday,
well.
Passover, Easter, everything.
Absolutely. Thanks, same to you and yours. All right, Alex, Peter, do you want to start with Alex or not?
I want to jump in. Alex, do you even want to be here with Michael after his behavior last Sunday? You really even want to do this?
It was debatable. That's why he waited all week to get me on Friday, but I think I'm good to go now.
Well, listen, I want you to know moving forward, get my number from Michael, and we need to be on a text basis so during the show I can just send you Scud missiles to shoot off at Michael.
Wow.
I need it. I love that. Thank you.
I got you.
What was your take on Kershaw? I mean, did they do the right thing pulling him out of a perfect game?
I think so, Michael. I mean, maybe a different story in July and August, but early in the year, abbreviated spring training, veteran pitcher, usually cold weather, not the case probably this time, but overall I thought it was a sound decision.
But you do understand how, like, the fan in me thinks it stinks, right? And it just stinks for baseball because it's 3 o'clock, middle of the afternoon, and all of a sudden all eyes are on baseball, and at the end of the day it's a bunch of baseball people criticizing each other. Like, it's to be a feel-good moment, and I really would have loved to see him at least start the eighth and see if he was able to at least get out with less damage and make it a conversation for the night.
Well, there's no question. I mean, the issue is you can't handle every situation in a vacuum. Veteran pitcher with a shorter spring training. The Dodgers have, like the Yankees, right, is win at all cost, and the most important game is the last game of the season. And you want to be winning that. So if you want to preserve, Kershaw and the team, I thought it was a great decision. I think it opens up a different conversation. If this happens in July and August, probably the same thing happens. You don't have the built-in excuse. And, again, everything that we've been criticized for over the last 5 or 6 years in baseball is we're leaving ourselves wide open for criticism because I don't think we're putting the customer first. And although we've made some nice movements as of late, as an example, miking the home plate umpire so they can communicate with the fan base, that's a great move for baseball. We need more of that.
Now, there was also – we're going to talk about this on Sunday during the cast as well, but, you know, the Giants led 11-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. One of their players, a young player, lays down a bunt, and the Padres are just totally chapped. Bob Melvin is really upset, and Gabe Kapler said, no, we're going to continue to do that. I want to get into the bullpen. That helps win a series. I want them to use more pitchers. It's unbelievable, Alex. There's so many unwritten rules. Do you agree with them?
Well, here's what you got to do, Michael. I don't agree with them anymore. And whether it's business, parenting, or baseball, you have to be able to be fluid and be able to pivot. And the bottom line is, with the totality of the runs, every run counts. Every run is important. So the difference between winning 11-2 may look pretty trivial in April or May, but it won't be at the end of the year. So you got to make sure you play everything out. The irony is that you have bunting when the game is 11-2, but if a guy is leading off the ninth inning down by three, they'll never bunt then, when is when you should probably bunt. So I don't know what the rules are anymore. They're no longer the old schoolers of baseball. I wonder how a guy like Buck Showalter, who's the ultimate old school guy, is going to adapt in today's game. I think he'll do very well, but it'll be an interesting watch.
And And two, it was a night game with a day game the next day. So these series to me are like games where, hey, listen, if I score more runs and you got to go deeper into your bullpen, that might be a guy that's not available the next day, and now I compromise your chances of winning the third game of the series. So I'm all for not just the entertainment, Alex, but you know what? If I affect you today, I can affect you tomorrow.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, look, there's some general rules. I mean, if you're winning 25-0, should you probably bunt? Probably not, no matter what excuse you have. But at the same time, it's incredibly frustrating when you see teams going for home run, and you forget to play the game the old-fashioned way, which is, you know, hitting behind runners, you know, one base at a time, small baseball. Again, I go back down to the 86 Mets, right? I mean, you go to and you think about the 84, 85 Cardinals. But, you know, having seven or eight guys in a lineup strike out more than 200 times, I don't care what the MIT guys say, it doesn't work. You got to put the ball in play. The 98 Yankees, one of the best teams I've ever played against, only had two guys that struck out 100 times, and they were like 120 and 115. There was nothing. There's never been a team, and we talked about this with Michael, in the history of the game, there's only been nine players that have struck out 200 times. It's happened 16 times, so you have a couple multiple-year offenders. But you've never had a team win a championship with a player with 200 or more strikeouts, and the Yankees have three at this time.
Now, we did look it up. Howard had 199 in 08 for the Phillies. That's right, the closest.
That's the closest, yeah.
Alex, we played a clip earlier of Buster Olney saying that he believes it's going to be really hard for Aaron Judge to return to the Yankees, that essentially with the kind of years he wanted, the level of the discrepancy between their offer and what he wanted may make it a really awkward, untenable situation in the offseason. What do you think about that?
You know, I think that the Yankees have put themselves in a corner. And the conundrum now is they've had, you know, Judge, the first-round pick in 2013, 32nd pick. They've had him for 9 years. And the way you stay out of the situation, if you want to part ways with him at 32, 33, or 34, you got to work backwards. Give him an eight-year deal at 25, and you part ways at 23, at 33. If you give him an eight-year deal at 26, you part ways at 34. You can't wait this long and then say, oh, now you're too old. It's like dating a girl for, you know, 20 years, and at 40, you're like, ah, you're too old, I can't marry you. Yeah. Well, you dated me for 18 years.
So do you think that they revisit it and get it done, though?
I think, Michael, if he becomes a free agent, he's gone. And there's going to be a very, very healthy market. I think Aaron Judge is one of the most important players in all of baseball, and here's why. He was born a Yankee. He's a great-looking guy. He's incredibly smart, has wonderful parents, hits the ball country mile, walked away for football, scholarships from Stanford and Notre Dame. He's the ultimate Yankee, wears number 99. And most importantly, he's the one guy in baseball that transcends the sport. I remember being in Michael Rubin from Fanatics in the box, the Super Bowl, and there was a bunch of football players, and every single one of them wanted to come take a picture with Aaron Judge because he's that guy. And for a team like the Yankees that have one of the most profitable run networks in the game, in the YES Network, I mean, he is a guy that attracts eyeballs. He's the closest thing we've had since Derek Jeter. And I think it'll be a very, very sad day if they end up losing Aaron Judge.
Alex, should Judge should have been bothered or offended or off-put by the fact that that Cashman made the Yankees offer public on opening day?
I would have been very disappointed. Usually those things are kept, behind closed doors. You know, I don't know if Cashman asked him for permission. If he did, then no harm, no foul. But if he didn't, I would have a big, big problem with that, and so would any other player. You know, Aaron Judge didn't go out and volunteer that information. And the other part is, Don, that if you really want a player, you've had him for 9 years, you sit down with the agent, you make him feel warm and fuzzy, you talk about deferral payment, you talk about, you know, Dr. Buzz signed Magic Johnson for a lifetime for $25 million in the mid-'80s. We all remember that. And it was like a wow moment. But Aaron Judge is a guy that when he's 50 years old still is going to bring tremendous value to the New York Yankees. So never put yourself in a position where you have a commodity in which you want. Don't let him become a free agent. And the other part is they've almost put out almost $1 billion of contracts right in front of Aaron Judge's eyes that haven't gone to Aaron Judge. So I can see it. I can see it both ways.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, we always give the Yankee lineup, and I have it. I'll give it in just a moment. But Aaron Judge is not in there. And it just seems like because there's nine players for eight positions, somebody's going to rest every single day that's used to being a starter. And, you know, I don't know if Peter and Don, you realize this. Alex played in Texas for 3 years. He played every single inning of every single game except for the last inning of the last game. So it can be done. Does it surprise you that players are rested as much as they are, Alex?
Yeah, and I don't like it. I mean, baseball is meant to be played every day. There's a predictability. I love your show, Michael, what you guys do, but you guys are on every day. It wouldn't have the same feel if you guys were on once, twice, or 3 days a week. It's a game of reps, both on your practice, the three of you, but also the listener. There's nothing better than coming home and putting your show on, and you're going to talk and you're going to educate, and same thing goes for baseball. And the other part is, if you come to work every day, and you have a corner office, and then you show up on Monday is a corner office. On Wednesday, you show up and you're in a different floor. On Friday, you're in a different building. It's hard to get in the flow of things. So I hate the fact that if a guy can play every day in one position, A, he's not in the lineup, or B, they're switching him all over the place. It doesn't work. And you see a guy like Torres, who absolutely melted under the New York sun playing shortstop. I believe he's going to have a good year this year, especially if he stays at second base and he has the right cadence. The best example is the old school Atlanta Braves, where they had the same lineup every day. Joe Torre would put out the same lineup every day. Our 2009 Yankees, every day the same lineup. And it's that type of predictability, that comfort. Because if I'm hitting between Michael and Don, there's going to be a communication every day. It's going to be a cadence how we attack hitters. If both of you are lefties and I'm righty in the middle, if I'm facing a very, very tough lefty, a walk with a man on third is not a good at bat. I'm going to have to expand, get that run in, because I know that Michael's lefty and lefty is not going to feel as comfortable as I am with a righty. And the opposite is true. I may have to work a walk against a very, very tough righty to set up Michael, who's going to be a much easier. In this case, it was Matsui for me.
Well, great stuff, Alex. I will see you on Sunday on the K-Rod cast. We have the Padres and the Braves, so it should be fun. It's been the first one was fun. I'm looking forward to the
Alex,
rest of the
year. Yeah, you guys did a great job, Alex.
It was really solid, Alex. And I have one more solid piece of advice for you as a guy who does shows with Michaels all the time. If you're feeling a lull at any point, like you guys are just watching a slog of a game, your guest is bad, if you're in a lull, you can always bring up the topic of Michael's insane eating habits. Those are always there for you. Keep that in your pocket.
Yeah,
trust
it.
Me.
Isn't it great
love
to have Peter producing the K-Rod?
Yeah,
I'm doing the best I can. I'm a fan. I'm just a fan.
Yeah.
Thanks,
have a
Alex.
Have a good holiday weekend, Alex.
All right, you too, guys.
Bye. So that's Alex Rodriguez, and those are Diamond Notes brought to you by Nissan. Nissan's an easier choice than ever with their exciting and fuel-efficient lineup. Now get great offers across their full line. Shop at your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com. We'll come back with that Yankee lineup in just a moment, so stay right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.